Thank you for holding. Is this Jim?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
Not too shabby. My name's John. I'm the director here. I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call?
Yep.
Okay. She asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing and some details with you. But before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions for me in regards to our services?
No, I mean, I've had other companies done through Google, but it was another company that took care of it all for me, kind of like you guys. But I haven't dealt with them before. With my other company was Michigan Refrigeration and Mechanical, and so I had someone else set all that up for me with them. I forgot the name of the company, but now with your guys' search, you put me on Google. What other ones are there? Do you guys do like the Bing and the DuckDuckGo and all that, or is it just
Yes.
Google?
No, it's a A to Z campaign. So Google requires that we list you on their 60 trusted directories in order for you to have the first page placement on Google. So rather than saying, hey, you don't have those things, we can't put you up there, we do it for you. So you're on Bing, you're on Yelp, you're on Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You have a Facebook business page with Facebook ads. We'll build your .com website for you. So we'll purchase the domain, completely build it, provide hosting, and obviously modify it how you'd like it. So we really cover all your bases, so you shouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing is concerned when you're using our services.
Okay, yeah, because I did my own kind of Facebook page, but I mean,
Okay.
I really don't go a whole lot with it.
Yeah,
Every
I
once
mean,
in a while, I'll get on there and try out some stuff, but that's about it.
right. So we'll actually request access on your behalf, right, from you, and then we have a representative here. Lydia Banks on the back end, and she'll do like a weekly posting for you, and then we run Facebook ads through there. So it actually gets marketed to people who have looked up your services in the past or are currently looking up your services on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll definitely
Now what
help.
is it? Now is it now it sounds expensive.
It can be. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Normally, the campaign's $599 a month. That's why Tara asked me to jump on the line, Jim, is because there's a new in business credit that you're eligible for when your company's less than 5 years old. So she said you started in 2019 with this business, right?
Yeah, it was right at the end of 2019, yep.
Okay, perfect. So you're right in that threshold. Now, if you're willing to come on board with us today, I'll apply a new in business credit. It'll drop the monthly cost from $599 down to just $299. So that's a huge difference.
$2.99 a month.
Yep, it's month to month, and you don't have to make any kind of long-term commitment. So you go 30 days at a time, and that's with the website and all the bells and whistles included, the Facebook advertising, all the directory submissions, and then that very hallowed first page placement on Google.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm very interested in doing it.
Okay.
Right now, I'm going to be pulling into one of my customers, though. I've got literally 2 minutes on my GPS.
Okay, say no
So I
more.
gotta go check. Yeah, so
So,
I gotta run. It's a no heat call. And where are you guys located? Are you in Michigan or no?
no, we're a Google partner. We're in
No.
California. Yeah.
We're 10 degrees here. So I've got some
Yeah.
no heat calls that I'm jumping on, and I'm pulling into this one. But
Okay,
yeah,
well,
no,
hear
I'm
me out.
interested,
So,
and
the
I
only
didn't
time.
know if there was a way. If you like Monday afternoon, I have. I'll be in the office because the guys turn all the paperwork in on Monday, and then I go over the schedule with them Monday, and then I plan on just being in the office taking care of paperwork and all that fun stuff. So I didn't know if you had time to call me back on Monday
I
or if
don't.
that
So,
works.
no. So what happens
Because
usually? Sorry.
I'm gonna be pulling into this one, and I don't want to just be
Right.
sitting there
Well,
in
I
the
was going to say, if
gridlock.
it's something you want to give a shot, I can have you off the phone pretty quickly and create the account. I've been here 10 years, so I can make them lightning fast, and I could schedule a client interview for Monday or Tuesday, depending on your schedule. But the guys that are up there now, A&B Mechanical Contractors, and then there's another one,
Yep.
B&B Heating and
B&B,
Cooling.
yep.
Yeah. So we only have one spot open. That's why we're calling you. Only three people show for about a 40-mile radius around Sparta if you look up HVAC. So once we fill this one spot, we close it out. We can't work with anybody else. my reps like Tara are calling out on it now. The only fair way to do it is first come, first serve. So they basically just start going down the qualified candidates list that Google gave us until it's filled.
Right.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, if you want to give it a shot, I mean, I could do it in like 60 to 120 seconds, 1 to 2 minutes. I'll create the account, secure it, and then I could schedule a client interview for Monday, and you're only committing to 30 days until the 3rd of March. You send you everything in writing and an invoice receipt.
I want to do it, but I'm like literally pulling into this.
I mean, you're talking website, first page placement on Google, Bing, your Facebook advertising. I mean, you're going to invest in this stuff at some point anyway. Usually a website's going to run you more than $299, Jim. So I'm making you a really good shake on it in hopes that this turns into a long-term marketing solution for you.
So what information do you need from me?
Just got to bear.
I'm going to be pulling it.
Okay, so if you give me the green light, I'll create the account right now.
Okay.
Okay, so Jim, short for James, right?
Yes.
Okay, last name? Russo?
Russo, yep.
Okay.
R-U-S-S-O.
Okay, and then what's your business email where I could send the receipt and everything in writing?
It's J. Russo.
Okay.
MRM@gmail.com.
Russo, MRM@gmail.com. Okay.
It's Mary Ralph Mary. So J. Russo, MRM.
I got it. And then you can only have one phone number for us and your clients to contact you. You want to use this line that we're on?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. 616-747-1998. Okay, Google's going to send a PIN verification letter to your home. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there. I could hide your address if you don't want it displayed. Are you still at the 8322 Alpine Avenue?
Yeah, that's just office space, yeah.
Okay, so it's okay to have it up there?
I don't really have, I don't really have, like, if I got meetings or stuff, like, I don't want people, salesmen, coming there to knock on my door.
That's true. Okay, so I'll hide the address. It's Alpine Avenue Northwest, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll still see City, State, and Zip on your listing. And then we're going to build you a .com. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension and an email address. That way you can contact me directly if you have any questions, comments, or concerns moving forward, or send in any photos that you might want attached to your website as well as your logo. How do you want your hours of operation for the business displayed?
I usually go, do like 8 to 5.
8 to 5, okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Weekends, emergency service only.
Okay, emergency services available for an extra charge. Okay, and you accept cash, check, and card?
Yeah.
Okay, did you get that text message that I just sent to you?
My
direct number and extension? Okay, you're going to want to save that to your phone when we're done here. I'm going to email you and text you the invoice receipt and outline of the agreement. Okay, got everything that we need to create the account. As far as the client interview, what's your schedule look like today?
I'm all over today. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no heat calls, so I'm...
Oh, shoot. What about 6 and 7? Do you think you'll be available?
It's 10, so almost 11 now. Can try.
I'll schedule it tentatively. I'm gonna be the one that's calling you. So if I contact you at 6 and you're like, hey, I'm wrapped up in this, I'll push it to Monday. I'll reschedule it. But I want to get it knocked out as soon as possible. It's mostly general knowledge information about your business that's going to help you set up your account. Help us set up your account. So we don't need you in front of a computer or anything like that. Nothing fancy. We just want to pick your brain, make sure that the phone calls that we have coming your way are qualified and not wasting your time or their time.
Yeah, that was my other question. Does it keep track of how many phone calls I'm getting off of Google? If it's
there's an account dashboard tracking system.
Is there something that shows me?
Yeah, there is. It also comes in the form of a downloadable app. I'll also send over a YouTube video that shows you how to use the tracking system, and then you have myself and a 24/7 customer service department available, where if you don't like getting online looking the stuff up, you can call in and we can go over it with you as well, walk you through it.
Okay.
That's our main retention tool, since it's month to month. We just have the business owners log in there and we show them, hey, this is what you're spending, this is what you're making, you want to keep going? Usually the answer is yes.
Right.
Usually you spend a dollar, you make $10, you don't got a problem. All
right.
So I got that scheduled. You should have got the notification there via text for this afternoon. I do have your picture here, so I know the Gmail is verified. Last thing I got to do is secure the first month's payment, and then I'll let you go to that call. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that, James? Or Jim, sorry.
We'll do it with a card.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
No, it's both.
Both. Okay, so Russo Heating and Cooling LLC. Okay, and is the billing address for this card the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
All right. So there are 16 digits on the front of the card. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4240.
4240.
1700.
1700.
1027.
1027.
5256.
5256. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
11/24.
11/24, and 3-digit code on the back.
974.
974.
Now, do you guys invoice me every month, or how does that go moving forward?
Yeah, so it's set up to automatically process each month on the third day. It states you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty, but we do ask that you let us know before the third day if you are going to discontinue. So that way we can stop your billing cycle. So it is set up to automatically process, though. Each month on the third, you're going to keep the discounted pricing structure. So that 50% price reduction is locked in for as long as you choose to use us. It's going to be $300 cheaper than your competitor for, you know, the next 2, 3, 4 years, however long you choose to keep it.
Okay.
So that's a huge savings. I'm anticipating that savings is what's going to ultimately end up having me and you work together long term. But I do want to reiterate, you know, that we do walk you through the campaign. So I'm going to be continuing to communicate with you. It's not like a pay-per-lead system where we just set it up and forget it. We have to make sure that we're representing you properly and connecting you to the right people. Okay?
Right.
All right. And then there is a security question as an added form of protection for you in case you're contacted by somebody and you want to verify that it's us, or vice versa. If somebody calls in, we want to verify that it's you. The security question could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one works best for you?
Oh, sorry about that. I was looking for this address. I think I passed it.
Can you go over that
one more time?
Yeah, there's a security question as an added form. I'm sorry. I mean, I've tried to get you off the phone before that happened. But the security the security question could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Just city I was born in.
Okay. And what city were you born in, Jim?
Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. Okay. My mother was born in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
And you're way out in California?
Yep, my grandfather, my grandmother's actually from there, but my grandfather was in the service. He was Secret Service for President Eisenhower. He was his driver. And so after he got out of there, he went to Michigan for a while, met my grandmother. They had 4 little girls. One of those little girls was my mother. So my mother was originally born out there and stayed there until she was 3, and then they moved to California. So we used to go back there every now and then, but the mosquitoes were crazy. I would just complain the whole time.
like right now, with it being 9-10 degrees, isn't very fun either.
Yeah, I can't imagine. So California is not all that great right now. It's 40 degrees here. It's just cold, I think, in general, but that's freezing for us. So I have your profile created, and in just a moment here, you're going to receive a text message with an outline of the agreement in writing and the invoice receipt. At the bottom of that agreement in writing, you do have to sign off on it to agree to the subscription terms. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call in, okay? If there's anything on there that confuses you or you need more clarity, just give me a call. I don't usually do things this quickly, but I'm trying to get you to that job without you missing it.
Does that show in the Rockford one too, or not really?
I'm sorry, what?
Like when they pull up Russo Heating and Cooling in Google. Well, I show up like on Rockford.
I don't have the exact map pulled up in front of me, but they send the pin to your Alpine Avenue address, and then it goes 40 miles around that address. So if it falls within 40 miles of you, then they'll definitely be there.
Okay.
Yeah. Does it fall within 40 miles?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then you'll be there. It's just, I don't have the map in front of me, or I'd be able to just answer that a little quicker. Okay. So I got the payment confirmation. You're basically good to go on this until this afternoon between 6 and 7. So I know you got that job in front of you. Go ahead and knock it out. Try to generate a good review. That might be the first new review that we get. I would love to just kind of build that reputation.
Yeah, I have a bunch. Angie lead journey? Do you guys do anything with the Angie lead side of it? Because I've got Angie leads as well.
So Angie's Leads does use Google in order to get the leads that they resell to the people that are on that platform. However, we're a Google partner, so we're not affiliated with them. They just pay for that service, so we can't actually get in there and transcend those reviews. However, you can ask people. You can go back and say, hey, can you write it on my Google listing? Also, in your tracking system, there's a link, too. So if you want to go back to, like, old clients' numbers you have and just send them that link, it's really easy to do. You just plug in their number in the tracking system and hit send, and it'll ask them to write a Google review. So that's kind of our way of transferring them over. But Google has verified reviews, so they got to send it from their phone or be logged into their email on their computer in order to even write a review on your Google listing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we verify their identity. That way your customers or your competitors can't get on there and, like, spam you and bash you without verifying who they are, you know?
Gotcha.
Yep. So that concludes the initial setup process, though. Like I said, knock out that job, and then we'll circle back between 6 and 7 for the client interview. If that's not a good time, I'll reschedule at that time, but that's all I need you to focus on right now.
All right.
All right, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, give me a call. But other than that, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. You made a great decision today. I know this is going to turn into a long-term solution, especially if you tell me you're coming from Home Advisor. It's going to be a no-brainer for you.
Yeah, we'll see how it works.
Yeah, those guys are horrible.
Because I still have that. I still have that. There's the Angie lead when I still have it, but is it worth having both?
No, I mean, it's up to you. I'm not going to say bash them. You know, at the end of the day, it's up to you. But what's happening there is they put themselves on Google. So, like, they'll have 10 of you guys in one area.
Yep.
Google only has 3. And then what they'll do is when they get a lead off of their Google listing, they're ranking below the 3 that are on Google, too. So their big listing with 10 of you, they'll take that one lead and they'll dispatch it to, like, 5 or 6 of you. So you're competing there. You know, every one of them's getting a call. Some of them might call them before you, and then they take a percentage. So I think they'll set your monthly to like $500 or $300 or $400 for the month, but every single lead is going to charge you like $40 or $30. So you're kind of limited on the amount of leads that you get per month with those guys with your monthly budget. With this, we just put you up there. You know, these customers can call you as a live call all day long, and it's not going or being to 3 or 4 other guys that can undercut you, right? It's just a person doing a general search. So I think after the first month, you'll already be able to see the major difference on what you're spending and what you're making with this. I don't see you wanting to go back to Angie's List or Home Advisor. I mean, they're basically a third party that's upcharging you what it's costing them to get their Google leads, and now you have your own listing independently up there. So,
gotcha.
It's always better when people call you live. You're in a service-based industry,
right?
So kind of like this job that you're on now where they need their heating back on. You know, they want to talk to you now. They don't want to fill out a form and wait for somebody to call them back.
Right.
Yeah, so this will put you in position to get those calls in real time.
Sweet.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, Jim, and then I'll circle back with you at 6 o'clock for your client interview, okay?
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too, Sam.
Bye.